Oh dear. It's Deer Park course for me today. The Deer Park course at Fota Island Golf Club in Cork, in Ireland. And it's pouring rain. So why on earth would I be going playing golf? And secondly, I'm due to tee off at 20 past 9 and it's exactly 9 o'clock now and I'm at the Glenmire roundabout. So why on earth would I be rushing to go to play on this day? I'm sure lots of people will drop out. I don't actually have a clue who I'm due to play with. And if I was really in full control of my capacities, I think I'd have said to Kevin the pro a minute ago, I will take that 20 past 10 tee time instead. As it is, what's going to happen right now is going to be what's happened to me the last three times I've gone playing golf at Fota. I'm going to be rushing. And is it any wonder that I'm a mediocre golfer? So there you are. There's probably nothing else I should say today because I should be ashamed of myself. But this is another installment in the life of a mediocre golfer. And now that I calm down, because there's nothing I can do except drive the car, I can reflect on the fact that having paid my membership to Fota, I'm going to use every single opportunity I can during this coming year to play. So I've got all the accoutrements that go along with being a member at Fota, a little metal tag that you tie to your golf bag, a little plastic tag that you tie to your golf bag. That one has a very pretty photograph of the 18th hole and the clubhouse in the background, which in this kind of weather looks like it's a joke. But so I've got those accoutrements. I've even got the golf diary. Yes, Fota Island Golf Club has got a diary. And I don't carry pocket diaries anymore. I don't carry any physical diaries anymore. I do everything these days on my iPhone. But I'm going to use this little one, I think. Well, what am I going to use it for? I'm certainly going to use it to record all my scores. I've been recording those in the form of photographs and lodging them on a thing called Path. And for those of you who are listening to this who have got an iPhone, let me heartily recommend an application called Path, P-A-T-H. It's incredibly useful for recording your golf thoughts, your golf scores, comments about the clothes that your partner was wearing, you know, whether they really ought to have been to see the barber or hairdresser this week, and whether their swing was really a disgrace. And of course you could say all those things about yourself too. But it's going to be wet. I don't have the world's greatest rain gear. I don't have the world's greatest anything when it comes to golf, to be honest. I have second-hand golf clubs. I've had some great value purchases in the pro shop in Fota. I have second-hand golf clubs, second-hand golf bag, second-hand golf brain, and but I could do with a really super-duper pair of trousers, particularly trousers, I think. I could get by with the old umbrella on top. By the way, it isn't windy today. It's not windy and it's not mild. It's 7 degrees. So those of you who are tracking the weather here in Ireland can say we escaped the hint of snow down here in Cork. I see now on the side of the road a big brown sign saying Fota House and Gardens Open. Well, the interesting thing about Fota, let me just tell you a tiny bit of surround stuff. Fota Island Resort consists basically of about four things. A massive big top-class hotel, a massive big top-class golf course, a whole lot of houses that you can rent, an all-weather pitch where you could train, and a phenomenally good practice area, which I'll describe in detail on another occasion. But that's not all there is to Fota, I can tell you. There are chimpanzees, there are zebras, there are pelicans, there are those pink things that stand on long legs, flamingos. There are, I nearly said warthogs, groundhogs. There aren't those things, by the way. But there certainly are plenty of monkeys and stuff. In other words, it's a wildlife park. It's a wonderful wildlife park, and it is Just terrific, really it is. You know, you don't really have the impression that the animals are caged in anything that would upset them at all. The purists would say, of course, they shouldn't even be in that kind of a place. But I must say it's great, and it's just a lovely place. And I, in saying this, I want to go back there again. And there's a house, a kind of a historic house. Not really historic by the standards that I was used to in the UK when I used to work for the National Trust. But and most important of all, a garden. And this is a lovely, a beautiful garden. So when you come to Cork, when you visit Cork from California, Georgia, New York, Beijing, Shanghai, anyway, you can imagine. When you visit Cork, there are a few places you have to come to, and definitely the complex at Fota, the resort, the golf club, the gardens, the historic house, the everything you like, all that. Definitely put it on your list. I'm probably better as a travel exponent or a travel blurbist than I am a golfer today. Anyway, look, enough of that. I face the elements. It's 6 minutes past nine. I will be running from now on. Bye bye, Paul O'Mahony saying. This is another episode in Diary of a Mediocre Golfer. Bye bye.